Oops, there's a whole lot of people coming on right now. Let's see. I see Diana's here.
Yes, ma'am.
Hello, Diane. Welcome. And Tori, you are here?
Yes, ma'am.
Hello. Welcome. Glad to have you. And Jaron, I see that you're also here.
I'm here. How are you, Laurie?
I'm doing well. Thank you. Who else do we have? We have Anne.
Hi, everyone. Hi, Laurie.
Hello, Anne. Welcome. And Tara?
Hi, Laurie.
Hello. Welcome. And I see that Marta just joined us, too.
Yes. Hi. Hope you can hear me this time.
Yes. So far, so good, especially since you're the co-host in the second.
Yeah. Amazing.
Yes. Yes. Let's see. Cynthia, I see it joined us.
Yes. How are you today? Hi, everybody.
Hi, Cynthia. Welcome. And Norm, I see that you're here.
Yes, I sure am. Thanks.
Welcome. Welcome, welcome. Just a few more of you. We've got three Coach the Coach sessions today. So we will start right at the top of the hour. We almost have everyone for our first one as well. And let's see, looks like Kaylin has just joined us.
Hi.
Hi, Kaylin, welcome. Oh, welcome to the halfway point, week 11 of a 22-week program. Anybody surprised by that? Or anybody shocked by that? Either that or you're all on mute. So let's
going quick.
It has been going quick, yes. And I see that Allison has joined us.
Hello.
Hello, welcome. And let's see. We need B and Christina. Christina, we need for the second one. So here's, that is Christina. Welcome, Christina.
Thanks. Hello, everybody.
Glad to have you here. So here's what I would love to do is give it another, 30 seconds, and then we'll jump in because we have Jaron coaching Tori with Kaylin as primary observer. Then we have Marta coaching Allison with Christina as primary observer. Then Norm coaching Anne with Cynthia as primary observer. We haven't had any recent changes on the schedule, so hopefully no surprises there. And make sure I'm also looking at week 11 on February 9. Every now and then I look at the wrong part of the the schedule, so and then I have to be corrected. But we're all on the same page. Or, as Will Craig, who founded Coach Training Alliance and a good friend of mine from way back, always said, make sure we're all singing from the same song sheet. So that's an important piece. And that looks like B has joined us.
Yes, I apologize. Hi, everybody.
Welcome. Glad to have you here.
Thank you. Glad to be here.
I'm going to turn entry chimes off. And going to have, if you are not Jaron or Tori, if you could please hit mute or *6 on your telephone keypad. We'll give them the entire bridge line. And so, Jaron, as the coach, remember, once you have a clear agenda, and that starts with simply asking, what would you like to take away from the session? Once you have a clear agenda, you're not in a rush. There's no place you have to get to. Your goal is to help Tori move forward towards what she wants. And other than reminding you to breathe, have some fun with it, be open to learning, you know, just show up, do the best you can, and let's all learn something from it. That's all we need to do. So take a breath, get centered, grounded, Jaren, are you ready? And Tori, are you ready?
I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Fantastic. All right, then Jaren, it's all yours.
All right. Tori, how are you doing today?
I'm wonderful. How about yourself?
That's good. I'm doing wonderful also. Thanks for asking. Well, we've got some time together today, and what is it that you would like to take from our time that we'll be spending together today? What would you like to accomplish?
So I've actually been thinking about this a lot. Like, what do I want to accomplish? What is it that I really, really want to focus on for this session? And one of the things that keep coming to my mind and my one of my stressors, triggers, whatever you may call it, has been marketing. Marketing this business, it's been, I just want to coach. And so I'm trying to shift somehow from, you can't just coach, you have to market yourself. And what does that look like? How does that feel? Who do I go to? What do I do? So I'm kind of in this, I guess, sporadic place of grasping at straws. Every time somebody says something, I'm like, oh, I like that idea. Oh, I like that one. And it's becoming a bit too much. So I guess that also in turn affects my confidence with, can I market myself, right? So that is really what I'd like to kind of work through during the session.
Fantastic. That I can understand your feelings in that as well, as I experienced that myself. But just to make sure we have it clear, the main aspect is with, you understand the importance of marketing your business and your coaching practice, and you have the desire to do the coaching, but as all of the different ideas come about for marketing, it's hard to be able to focus or know what direction to go or which ones are going to be beneficial for you. Does that sound like that's correct?
Right, yeah, that sounds very good, yeah.
Okay, and then I think another thing that I noticed there is that you just kind of mentioned that it affects your confidence as well. Do you feel that affects your confidence with your ability to coach, or when you say it affects your confidence in what?
I don't feel like it affects the confidence in the coaching piece because it's, on a side E, so I love talking. People are, it's my life. They're my life. I love helping people. I love moving people in positive directions. The problem lies is when I have to sell myself and not sell myself. It's shifting gears from that mental health perspective of everybody wants, you know, to be mental health coach or not coach them. They want therapy. And so it's, you know, I'm trying to sell myself now as a coach. And so I think that is jumbling up everything up in my own mind, which then I'm like, man, maybe I should just stick with mental health and not worry about coaching. But I want to move in more positive directions with people and not look backwards with people. And so finding a way to market myself and be confident when I say, hey, I'm a coach and this is what I do, I think that's where that confidence piece, you know, is kind of affecting, well, am I marketing this right? What am I doing wrong with marketing, you know? So I hope that's coming out right. I don't know if I'm even saying that correctly.
I think I have a good feel for how you're feeling. And remind me, your background, you have a PhD in psychology, correct? And so you've done a lot of a lot of sessions in therapy and that kind of background, right?
Right, with children. So it was now I'm shifting to this adult realm and I'm like, wow, okay. How does this look? And it's not therapy. It's not therapy. And that's really hard because when I sell it, I want to sell it what I'm comfortable with, right? And so I'm trying to shift those gears. And then that in turn affects what you almost feel. And people that I talk to about this aren't, they're not demeaning. They're wonderful people. But it comes across like a therapy, I guess. So I'm trying to figure out, am I going to change? And the hub statements were wonderful help because it really made me reset and refocus in the hub, like with the hub statements, like, okay, what is it I want to do and how do I want to do this, right? So
I'm still trying to figure that out.
Okay. So you said when you talk with people, you said that it comes across as therapy. What did you mean by that?
Actually, Jaren and Tori, I apologize for interrupting here. I want to step in to get a little clarity on this. Jaren, what does Tori want to take away? A plan or a strategy to do what?
To be able to confidently market herself.
Okay. Yes, and I did not hear that from you. You recapped the situation really well. You know, understand the main aspect is and the importance of marketing, hard to focus. Ask, you know, it affects your confidence in what. So there are some really great questions to kind of get to that point. And yes, she finally said, you know, I just really want a way to market myself confidently. So at that point, it's really, really important to say, so what you'd like to take away from the session, Tori, if I'm hearing right, is a way to market yourself confidently. So still remember, everybody, every single session with every single client, you have to get to that really clear agenda that you say out loud, and it's not the recap of the situation. So you did a really nice job getting to that point, Jaren, and you still need to remember to say, so what you'd like to take away is a way to market yourself more confidently as a coach. So does that make sense, Jaren?
Yes.
So that what that does is it gives you, rather than kind of following everything that Tori talks about, even though, yes, you want to track her and you're doing a nice job listening, having that focus on a plan or a strategy to market herself confidently, then it makes it easier to focus your questions with that language.
Okay.
So you're doing great tracking all of that. It's still that really, really clear agenda that has to be in there. So with that, where would you like to pick this back up, Jaren?
So I would just say, so Tori, what you're saying is you would like to be able to market yourself confidently. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Okay. So tell me, have you had the opportunity to do some coaching sessions, some of our sampling sessions already?
Oh, yes. Yes, I have. And
tell
I do
me,
find that.
Go ahead.
Go ahead.
No, go ahead.
Sorry. I do find that I tend to, because many people know I have this ID, they tend to start veering towards mental health issues, right? And so I have to bring it back to, okay, we are clearly talking, kind of what we just said, clarifying the agenda. But then I fall down those rabbit holes sometimes too. So because it's my comfort zone, right? So I'm trying to get out of that. But yeah, so I joined BNI, a business group, to try and practice. But the problem with that was, or is, that they still only say mental health, right? And so I'm like, this is kind of affecting, am I saying this right? What can I do differently that is going to let people see, right?
it does. So with your sampling sessions that you've done, who have you geared those towards? Have you geared those towards just, has it been people who you've been associating with prior to within your clinical practice?
No, actually, these people that I have been doing sampling sessions were through the networking group that I joined. And so, and they know that I'm just the journey on the coaching piece. But they all call it life coaches, and, you know, with that, everybody also thinks that everybody's a life coach. And then if you're not a life coach, you have this ID attached to it, then you're a psychologist, and, you know, they can't differentiate. So it's really, I don't even know how to say it, to be honest. It's becoming a problematic thing for me. Like, okay, well, maybe I should just stick with the counseling. Which is not
kind of pretty tough on me. Is that, can everyone hear okay? I'm going in and out. And
Sorry. Can you hear me?
Okay, I can hear you good now.
Okay.
So can you recap that for me really quick, just as far as I kind of lost you after we had asked, after I'd asked you kind of where you were getting your clients for the sampling sessions, and you said you were getting them from your networking group, and then I kind of didn't hear some of that there.
So they're looking either, I think we talked about this actually last week in class about how life coaching, you don't want to just say life coaching, you want to be very specific, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I was very specific in trying to, again, that hub statement has been so helpful because that's starting to clarify more and more for people what I'm want my goal is. But they still, it's almost like I need to take off the side D altogether, like take it out of my name and just say, hi, I'm Tori. Because then people won't associate the two. Like, oh, you're a coach, but you're ID. And
so all of them are aware of your background as a clinical psychologist?
They are aware.
Okay.
But I hadn't met them until I joined the networking group.
Gotcha. So with those sampling sessions that you're doing with them, do you feel like they've been getting, do you feel like they've benefited from those?
Jaren and Tori, I'm going to step in here again really quickly. I'm hearing a lot of closed-ended questions. Have you already done sample sessions? Do you think, you know, they understand? So with the agenda being Tori wants a way to feel more confident in her marketing, what did you just hear from her, Jaren? When you asked her to recap, there was something in there, a little bit of the start of an aha for Tori. What did you hear that she said, well, maybe I just need to? Do you remember what she said?
I don't, but I'm guessing I might have. I don't know if my AirPods have been giving me problems. I just shut my AirPods off because I was getting a lot of feedback or something.
Okay, well, great to take care of technology. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Thank you for being aware of that. So the talking about you kind of directing the questions to have you had sample sessions, who are you doing it with, that's more you trying to figure it out for her and your brain working really hard at it. So
okay.
In the 2.5 minutes you've got left,
mm-hmm.
what she said is, let's see, I'm trying to help you kind of tie this up really quickly. She said, you know, maybe I just need, I'm sorry, what, Tori?
She said, maybe I should just take off the site, might take off my doctoral things altogether and just say, hi, I'm Tori.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
That's
okay.
What she said. Yes, I was writing that down. So with that, Jaren, when she said, maybe I just need to, remember when we talked about the shift starts with maybe I just need to or I just need to. So a really quick question might be, how will that help you feel more confident in your marketing?
Okay.
And help her figure that out. We may not get to everything in the next minute and a half, but start with that question and see where that goes really quickly.
Okay.
And then we'll probably have to wrap it up before it feels complete. Go ahead.
Okay. Okay. Sounds good. So Tori, how do you feel that, how do you think that would make you feel if you were to just introduce yourself as Tori rather than having your clinical accolades behind there?
You know, it's kind of a double-edged sword because you work so hard for these, you know, these degrees and these, this education, but it really doesn't mean that I don't have that education still if I take it off. So maybe that could have people focus more on what I do in the coaching realm and not, oh, PsyD, I need a clinical, I need clinical mental. So maybe I just take that off altogether and see how that works.
So how do you feel that that would benefit things if you would do that? Do you feel that that would, well, let me stop where I just said. How do you think that would make you feel if you did do that?
Again, double-edged sword because I worked so hard for those things, but, and the return on that could be hey, this is what I do. And people really focus on what I do and not the degrees I hold.
I agree 100%. And I think that that'd be an awesome way for you to be able to kind of start and even experiment in going that direction, because mm-hmm. you can always revert back if you need to.
Right. Exactly.
But I
yeah.
appreciate, so I guess just in closing, what steps would you need to take in order to make that happen?
Well, I guess first would be kind of testing it out with somebody new that doesn't know me. Just kind of going out there and saying, hey, I'm Tori Coleman, this is what I do.
So potentially, and I think the wonderful thing with it, Tori, is people will know that you have got more experience than just a coach that's starting out, because of the experience and the knowledge that you have, that I don't even think that it's something you would need to advertise. But so I'll follow up with you to see, when do you think you could have a new client to be able to do another sampling session with that would not know that you were a clinical psychologist?
I think I'm going to try this. I will try this. this before next session. So next.
Okay.
Wait. Oh, well, the second. So the next week.
In a week. Okay. So by next Wednesday. Okay. I will follow up with you, and we'll plan on that.
Yeah. Awesome. And I apologize for cutting you off here too, but you know we need to kind of stay vigilant with our time today.
Good. So you're good.
So thank you, Jaren. And thank you, Tori, as well. So, Kaylin, would you come off mute? And of your many pages of notes, would you please pick one thing that you liked about the coaching that you want to share with Jaren?
Okay. Yes, I do have a number of things. I think you
just
did
pick
a really
one.
Good, a really good job asking the questions to clarify the agenda. Her agenda was kind of all over the place to begin with, and you really got down to the root of the cause, which was the confidence piece of her marketing concerns. And to get to that agenda was great.
Yeah, nice. There again, and I agree, ask good questions, and this is a yes and, not a yes but. It's yes and, it's still really important that you, when you think you have a clear agenda, to repeat that back out loud to your client to make sure. And when you can say, so what you'd like to take away from this session is a way to market yourself confidently, right? And then Tori says yes. Then that gives you that compass to head, or that direction to head towards. Thank you, Kaylin. So, Jaren, what did you feel good about in the way you coached?
I felt that I asked good questions. I definitely needed it's funny, you know, not to ask close-ended questions, but then you ask them anyway. And so I can definitely improve on that. But I think the content of my questions and kind of narrowing that down, I think that what I need to do better is I forget how short 15 minutes is. And so where I was going was trying to get a little bit more information to gather to kind of see more of the crux of the problem. But obviously in these shorter sessions, there's not even a need to do that, because you can get to the source of the issue quicker than what you need to. And I just probably need to wrap that to the agenda quicker than what I was looking at doing.
Yeah. And even in a 45 or 50 minute coaching session, you don't need as many details as you think you do. You don't
Correct.
Need to gather all that.
Yeah,
because I
once
have this
got
visual
to her,
image. Oh, go ahead.
Go ahead. I was just going to say, once we got to that kind of aha, once you mentioned that, in 2.5 minutes, we were able to kind of come up with a fairly quick little plan and get it taken care of. So I apologize to Tori, because I wish I could have given you a little more effort and time in that area. But
you were fantastic.
Good start.
Remember that the focus of these sessions is you learning how to coach, Jaren. Secondary is that, yes, it's a coaching session for Tori, However, first and foremost, this is for everyone to learn how to be better coaches. So it was just perfect because there's plenty to learn from. So some of the things that I like too, Jaren, is the you're a really good listener, and tracking what Tori was saying was really good. And I also appreciate your awareness that there's some room for improvement in getting more clear on the agenda up front, or even if it takes, you know, 10 of the 15-minute session, 10 out of the 15 minutes of sessions in class to get to a clear agenda, take that, because you're not in any rush. And until you can say, so what you'd like to take away is a strategy to do this or a plan to do this other thing, right? Or make a decision between this thing and that thing. That's what you're getting to in step one of the simple coaching model, is getting to that point. And then from there, and there again, I recommend, strongly recommend, that when you get that, write it down. Plan to market myself confidently. Because from there, you don't have to do anything other than ask simple, direct, open-ended questions that help Tori figure that out. So questions like, what would it look like to market yourself confidently? How will you know when you're marketing confidently? Or how would you know when you're confident? What do you think has to happen for you to feel more confident in marketing yourself? So that's when I broke in the one of the times too in talking about, you know, have you already done sample sessions? That's gathering information. And the sample sessions is not really part of the agenda. There's something going on in your head, Jaren, that you were connecting sample sessions with her feeling more confident in her marketing. So it's kind of on the verge of hijacking, because your brain was taking it towards sample sessions, and Tori hadn't said anything about sample sessions. So you want to be very careful about your brain getting in the way with what, you know, the kind of the process that you think your client needs to go through. And I think that kind of ended up being a little bit more of a slippery slope that you stayed on until when she said, you know, maybe I just need to. And this, again, for all of you, this is something that your coaching ears should perk up when you hear a client said, maybe I just need to, or I just need to, maybe I should. Because that's an indication that their wisdom is coming up. Even if it sounds like it's a, you know, a throwaway or laugh it off comment, maybe I just need to, is pay attention to that and notice that that's probably the start of a shift. There's some new awareness, a new perspective, new wisdom coming up. So the question, how would that feel? There again. The one question that you asked that you stopped yourself, how would that benefit? How would taking this off benefit you? And you changed it to how would that make you feel? The first one is actually better. How would introducing yourself as just Tori benefit you and help you feel more confident in your marketing? So it's not how would you feel if you introduced yourself that way. How would you feel more confident in your marketing if you introduced yourself that way? Because confidence in her marketing, that was the agenda, and using that language in your questions is going to make your coaching session more powerful. Does that make sense, Jaren?
It does, yeah.
Awesome. And that's why having that clear agenda and the language of that and having that in your notes helps you remember it. That remains your compass. And helps you craft questions that use the language of the agenda. The other thing to be very, very careful and aware of is I agree 100%. That would be an awesome way to move forward. I think then people will know, you know, and I don't think this will happen, and I don't think they'll confuse this. So the one of the other things that you want to really avoid as a coach is connecting the dots for your client, giving them your conclusions. Instead, when you said, Tori, it'd be a double-edged sword, but I'm willing to try it, is rather than you connecting the dots and drawing those conclusions for her, Jaren, would be to say, actually just to let her, you know, decide to give it a try, to say, great, when are you going to give it a try? So I agree 100%. I think this would be an awesome way for you to move forward. I think people will know. When you're coaching, I know that it comes from a desire to be supportive, and that's fabulous. Don't let go of being supportive for your clients. Let go of kind of anything in a coaching session that starts with, I think.
Okay.
Because it's more important to ask what a client thinks. How do you think this would help you feel more confident in your coaching? So it's always about the client. Yeah. So really good listening, really good tracking, and some room for some improvement too. What a great opportunity. See, I'm drawing that conclusion for you, Jaren. Tori, what's one thing that Jaren did in this as the coach that helped you move forward?
I feel like he really was listening to me because he was recapping what I was saying. So I felt validated in what I was saying, I guess. He was really, really here. I was saying to him and able to recap that for me. So prompting that thinking.
Yeah. That's an important piece of coaching is to let your client know that you're hearing them. And when coaches are first starting out, there's a tendency to kind of recap everything. And as you get more confident in the simple coaching model and move forward in your mastery of coaching, you'll figure out ways to craft questions in such a way, short, direct questions that stand on their own. And in the way you craft a question, we'll let your client know that you're hearing them. So this is one of the things you're all working towards as well. Jaren, what are you taking away that helps you be a more masterful coach now than you were 31 minutes ago?
Well, I've got about 20 different things written down here. But
awesome.
I think one of the biggest things is just when you hear the maybe I just need to, it being basically helping us see that there's a potential shift right there. And also just when you said be supportive, it's good to be supportive to the client, but don't try to – it's not about me and what I think. It's about the client. I think that's one of the things that's going to be the hardest for me to get through my head is to just let that go because I'm such a problem solver and such a
–
and it will make my marriage amazing because I'll start listening and not trying to solve the issues.
Ooh, what a great place to practice, Jaren.
I know.
That's awesome. If you can communicate with a spouse or – you know, close family member, without projecting your own stuff onto that conversation, you have won at coaching. So that's an awesome proving ground. Have fun with that.
I will.
Yes. So let's go ahead and shift gears.
Hey, Lori.
Thank you both. Yeah.
Lori, it's Diane. Can I make a really quick comment?
If it's 10 seconds or less, yes.
Yeah, it is. For Tori and anybody else who's struggling with marketing, Tara and I took our coaching session offline and talked last week, and I just wanted to say Tara is crushing the Instagram social media marketing strategy. So check out her on Pink Poppy Coaching. She's doing a really good job.
Could you please post that on the student forum?
You bet.
Thank you. That way it'll last longer and it'll be easier for people to follow up with. Thank you. All right, let's go ahead and shift gears. And yes, there's lots of marketing, and I'll add some links as well for that. We have Marta coaching Allison. You two come off mute. Christina, you are primary observer. Everybody else back on mute. And Marta, are you there? Fingers crossed.
Yes, I am.
Oh, yay! It's
this
working.
Is how I am.
And Allison, are you there?
I am.
Fantastic. All right. Take a deep breath. And I'm going to do that too. Get grounded, centered. Remember to have some fun with it. And Marta, it's all yours.
Great. Hi, Allison. Thank you for meeting me today. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you?
Not too bad. So how would you like to use today's session?
Well, it's kind of going to be the theme of the night, but I have been really struggling as well with marketing. And part of that is I kind of feel all over the place. I feel like I am struggling with telling my story to the appropriate people, where to go, where to get started. So I think what I would really like to get is some kind of plan or strategy to keep me accountable with my marketing plan. And then to also, where I really don't feel comfortable is social media. And so I feel like I need a way to educate myself a little bit more about all the different platforms and what I think will work best for my particular target market. And I think it's important for me to do that because locally or right in my area is probably not going to be enough to sustain my business. I'm going to have to branch out. So the traditional marketing and some of the things that I've already started don't seem to be as effective right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we've got a few good things in here. So what I'm hearing is that what you'd like to take away from the session is a plan or a strategy to keep you accountable in your marketing, like a marketing strategy to keep you accountable. Is that correct?
Yeah, like some type of system or something to keep me accountable, yeah.
Okay. Great. So what does accountability look like to you when it comes to marketing?
Well, for me, what the hard part is tracking. So I need to have some type of tracking system. I have created a like spreadsheet, but I haven't quite figured out how to take. I need to make it more visual. I think is I need to be able to see it easily.
Okay. So you said about tracking. What exactly would you want to be tracking with the spreadsheet?
So I want to be tracking the things that I've done thus far. So like contacting my chamber, reaching out to some of the businesses within the chamber, joining local networking groups, being able to visually look at it and say, okay, I've completed this, and what do I still need to work on? Like what are other tasks that need to happen? And like I said, I feel like I need to expand that because the local groups aren't, because I feel like my niche is very specific in dealing with people with chronic migraines. I feel like I need to broaden that community, which is going to require me to have some type of digital and social media presence.
Okay. And how do you think you could broaden that community from the research that you've done so far?
You said, how can I broaden that community?
Yeah. Like, do you know in what ways you could broaden the community? Because you've mentioned online, but do you know how you could do that?
I guess that's part of my issue as well. I currently do not use Facebook or Instagram or really any social media. So those would be my ideas of what to do, but I don't really know how to do that. So what I've started doing is in my, I belong to several different, not networking groups, but support groups for people in my community. And I've been going to, you know, just as things that we talk about in our groups. So a lot of those people are on Instagram or TikTok or Facebook and some of the organizations as well. So those would be the things that I would start with.
Okay. Well, that seems like a good starting point. So from looking at the people that are already doing it, what takeaways could you, what observations do you have that you could take away for your own marketing?
When you say observations of what they're doing, or I guess.
Yeah. Yes, because you said that you've already been looking at what those people are doing, and you said that some of them was on Facebook, they're posting about different stuff. So what have you observed them doing and it working well?
Honestly, what I've seen is a lot of, I feel like people are telling their personal stories very well and really having some type of like a blog or something that you are educating as well, or at least being able to convey your own situation or issues with chronic migraine as well as, you know, re-entering the workforce. So I feel like being able to get that story out might help me on those platforms. And that's what I've seen other people doing. It's just I've noticed that it's grabbed my attention because I'm familiar with it. So it's like, oh, when I see it, I think, oh, that's a good – I could see how that person could help me by what they're offering.
Okay. And could you see it visually, how that could – like that, having that personal story, how it could translate into having a marketing strategy?
I can, that's when I start to get overwhelmed because I think visually, you know, it looks good and that's what's grabbing me. But then I have a hard time breaking it down into, I guess, specific tasks that I would need to come up with an end product.
Okay. And where do you think you could find perhaps like something that would help you specify those tasks? If that makes sense.
Maybe I need to be a little more detailed in the current spreadsheet that I'm using. And just really break down each individual task, even if it's something, you know, relatively simple because maybe right now it's just kind of a broad idea of, you know, coming up with a blog or content, but I'm not breaking down specific topics, I guess, that might be helpful.
Okay, so do you already have the spreadsheet with the biggest task listed, or is there anything missing from the spreadsheet that you might want to add or change?
Marta and Allison, sorry for interrupting.
That's okay.
Marta, what did Allison just say that would be helpful for her?
To narrow it down to, like, to break it down into smaller tasks.
Yeah. So instead of asking kind of the what else question, which sounds like where you're going, is to be even more specific to say, what would that look like to break those down? Or what do you have to do to break those down? Mm-hmm. So at this point, you know, she's looking at, she said it needs to be visual, needs to get her story out, and, you know, the overwhelm, breaking it down. Maybe I need to be more detailed, break down the tasks. So you've done a really nice job helping her kind of filter down to kind of one aspect of it that she's starting to build some energy around, you know, thinking that she'll be able to do this to move forward. Mm-hmm. So this is a really great time for you as the coach to help her continue identifying what that would, that smaller step of breaking it down into smaller steps would look like.
Yeah.
Instead of staying broader. Yeah. So, and you know, you're not even at 10 minutes right now, so you're still doing pretty good with time. So what question comes up for you that you would like to pick the momentum back up with, Marta?
So, Allison, how could you break down the tasks that you already have into smaller tasks?
That is a very, very good question. I think I need to break it down into maybe even that, but like give myself a monthly goal and then break that down into weekly goals. So the monthly goal maybe being like the bigger end part of that, and then weekly, all the things to lead up to it. So if I want to create content, then I would probably need to come up with, maybe I do something weekly, so come up with the specific topics per week. And then, thanks. That's really helping me actually break this down and think about it. So.
Amazing. I mean, I can definitely tell that you've got some ideas already in your head, and you said, at first you said that you are really confused and overwhelmed by all of it, but it seems like you already have it figured out. But as you said, you just need a way to have it as like a visual so that you can create into a plan and follow it. So you said about breaking it down into monthly goals and weekly goals. When do you think you could start doing it?
Immediately, because I can I can work off what I already have. So if I take my spreadsheet, which is kind of broad right now, so that would be more of like my monthly goal or a larger goal. And then if I take each category probably and reduce that down to specific, divide that up into weekly tasks, and then maybe I can transfer that to some type of calendar. That's what I haven't figured out is, how do I need to see it to make it work for me?
Okay. So you said about having multiple categories. When do you think you could start on the first category?
I could start that tomorrow because I was planning on looking at my spreadsheet tomorrow. Anyway, so I could start breaking that down tomorrow and maybe start developing a plan to transfer that, what I already have in the spreadsheet, to a calendar, or, yeah, I guess a calendar probably would work so I can see it day by day.
Perfect. Right. So it seems like you've got the first step, and you even have the following steps, which is amazing. So I can't wait to hear how that's turning out, and I wish you best of luck. And, yeah, hope you have a great rest of your day. Oh, actually, one more thing. One thing. There's one more question I'd like to ask you. Where has the sound value in today's session?
Oh, good question. That you were able to get me to see exactly what I needed to do. I need to break these tasks down, and you kind of helped me determine a way to do that.
Amazing. Well, glad it was helpful. No, thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Marta. Thank you for adding that at the end.
I just got too excited to figure it out, and I was like, yeah, now you can go and do this thing. But it's actually helpful to ask the question.
Yeah, it's not unusual for me to hang up after a coaching session and go, oh man, I could have asked. Yeah, so this is not the last time that's going to happen. So, Christina, would you please come off mute? And of your pages of notes, would you pick one thing that you liked about the coaching that you want to share with Marta?
Marta, I think you did a lovely job. And specifically, I loved how you used the what and how questions. I just noticed that almost all of your questions were what and how, and you really let her work things out while also kind of leading her gently. And I felt like you really drew out what she could see herself doing via social media, and that was her, like, facing her fear because of your what and how questions.
Thank you.
Yeah. Good observation. And yet this is something that I think is a good practice. And I've started making this a much more specific suggestion or invitation in all of my classes, is challenge yourself to go through almost a whole coaching session starting with either what or how. You know, sometimes it's where, and then in the framing it's when, yes. Starting though throughout most of the session with what and how, starting your questions with what or how, kind of those limiting your options to those two choices to start a question, seems to be good practice. So thank you for that, Christina. Marta, what did you feel good about as the coach? Or what you did as a coach in this session?
I feel good that she managed to find a way from being overwhelmed into having, like, an actual plan that she can follow and start from tomorrow. And I feel like, as you said, by asking the questions, beginning with, like, what and how we can do it, it really helped her to figure it out. So
you essentially gave the responsibility for all the work to Allison by staying out of solution or problem solving mode. Even if that was going on inside, which, you know, it still does for me. It does for all of us, like you were talking about. Darren, it's who we are. As we were problem solvers, that's what makes us successful. And yet, it also gets in the way of masterful coaching. So
it's hard not to get, like, not to give any advice, especially when it comes to, like, marketing and things like that. Because that's something that I do as a part of my job as well. And it's what I struggle with in my sample sessions. Is sometimes people would come in and try to figure stuff out that I kind of know the answers to, and it's really hard to just step away and let them figure it out without being like, oh, you can do this and you can do that, and oh, we need to do this and that. So
so
it takes practice. That's
a great awareness, and I really appreciate that. And what I wanted to, a couple things here. I want to reiterate that in this class you are learning how to coach, what it is, what it's not. And at the same time, this does not mean that all 12 of you can only coach from here forward. Some of you, so you, Marta, might include marketing consulting or training and blend that with your coaching. So it's this is a good time, halfway through the program, this is a good time to remind you all that you are not limited to coaching forever after here, that you might build your business to be a blend. Mine is a blend of mentoring, training, and coaching. And I tell my clients that up front. I say sometimes I'll be wearing my coach hat, sometimes I'll be wearing my trainer hat. And during a session, I'll say, okay, I'm going to put my trainer hat on now. So here's what I've learned, here's a technique, and then my coach hat goes on and I say, so how do you think this will be useful? Mm-hmm. So I don't want to hear that in these sessions in class, because I want you to really get the difference between those. In your own business, though, you will be finding your own blend and your own balance if you include training or consulting into your business. And for right now, be uncomfortable, because you know I'm going to jump in if you start consulting or mentoring or telling. So it's good to be uncomfortable and practice that now so that you do know the difference between what coaching is and what it's not. And then outside of the class, you will find your own balance. Does that help, Marta?
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah. So one of the things, I liked a lot of questions. You know, what does that system look like? The system to keep accountable look like? You know, it's a tracking system. What do you want to be tracking? You know, I want to broaden my community. How can you broaden your community? So nice job in asking those what and how questions. And as Allison was kind of sorting through all this, one thing though that felt like it kind of slipped through is she wanted to make it more visual. That actually came up at the end. But her awareness, Allison's awareness that I need to make it, that was when she said, I need a tracking spreadsheet, tracking system, I use a spreadsheet, but I need to make it more visual. That was Allison's wisdom coming up there. I need this, but I also need that. So part of learning how to listen on multiple levels at all times is listening for things or listening for your client's wisdom when it starts either bubbling up or showing up somehow. I need to make it more visual, is to use that language in there. And Allison, you did bring it back up later. And Marta, I think that it could have also been part of your coaching. Yes. Another aspect of this.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead, Marta.
No, I did write it down, but at that point there was just like there was so much information that I wanted to touch upon that I just went through like a different route. But then I still had it in mind, and that's why I kept mentioning like the spreadsheet, because I had the visual part of it already written down. Yeah.
Well, and there again, that would be a question, a very simple question. You know, how do you want to make it visual?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just very simple. It's just a how question and use the word visual in there. You know, how could this be more visual for you? How could you make it more visual? Yeah. Another aspect of this that made it a little blurry lines in here, it felt like there were two agendas, because Allison, you started with, I want a plan to keep me accountable with my marketing plan and a way to educate myself with social media because I need to branch out there. Marta, you did the first one. You want to take away a plan to be more accountable in your marketing. And eventually, Allison, you brought the social media into it. When a client starts out with, I want these two things from this session, it's still more effective to check in with your client before you choose one of them, ask your client to choose, to say, you know, Allison, I'm hearing two different things here, accountable to your marketing plan and a way to educate yourself with social media. Which feels like you would like to spend your time in this session on.
Mm-hmm.
So even though they were somewhat related, because social media is about marketing, then and they're still kind of blended in here. It was still kind of that fuzzy line that it helps to not have fuzzy lines. Well, you'll always have fuzzy lines, but when it comes to the agenda, you want to make sure it's really clear. So I think that's when you said, Allison, you said, you know, a lot of those, where was it? How to grow the community. Well, I'm not on social media now, so that's kind of where it veered off from the plan to keep you accountable with your marketing plan. So it felt like it was kind of bouncing back and forth on a short little bungee cord between those two things. So still good information, still a good coaching session, and yet it can be more powerful when you have one clear agenda. And maybe it was starting with a plan to be more accountable with her marketing, and then more specifically, like maybe more of a coachable moment or a sub-agenda is more accountable to learning social media as a marketing strategy. So there was a lot of really good stuff in there, but there's still kind of those, you know, those fuzzy lines that you were kind of bouncing around. Does that make sense, Marta?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. And then, yeah, so Allison, when you got to the point of, you know, maybe I need, remember, that's one of the things that your coaching ears are needing to tune into when a client says, maybe I need to be more detailed in my spreadsheet, break it down into tasks. I think that would be helpful. Then questions like, you know, what would breaking it down look like? How would that be helpful? How would that help you be more accountable to your marketing plan? So tying that back in there as well. And so here's the thing, too. The question that you brought back in, and we'll take just a couple minutes. Where are we on time? Oh, we're almost there. When you said, where have you found value? And yeah, there's value in the question. And one that I want, a toolbox question that I want to give to all of you to put in your toolbox is a little bit more specific to help your client connect the dots between their action plan and their agenda. So it might sound like at the end of a session, instead of where have you found value, would be to say, so after you have broken these down into monthly and weekly actions and goals and transferred it to your calendar so you can see it, right? So that's kind of the action plan. How will that help you stay more accountable to your marketing plan?
Mm-hmm.
So there again, they're both good questions. The second one, though, is more specific and directly related to Allison's action plan and her connecting the dots back to her agenda.
Mm-hmm.
Just a tool to put in your toolbox. Marta, what's one aha you're taking away that helps you be a more masterful coach and confident coach?
That I should probably, I mean, the one thing that I'm struggling with is the agenda part, and it helped me just like clarifying it a little bit more, or like understanding the importance of clarifying it before I go ahead.
Yeah. And getting one.
Yeah, exactly. Just sometimes it's too many things.
Yes, you did a nice job clarifying it, but when your client says, I'd like to take away this thing and this thing, you know, I have two things I want to do, is to ask them to choose one. Or maybe it's a conversation about how are these connected or you know, something like that, but still have that one clear agenda that you get to. Yeah. Awesome. All right, let's go ahead and shift gears. We are doing good on time today. Thank you all so much. So we have Norm coaching Anne. Cynthia, you are primary observer. So everyone back on mute. Norm and Anne off mute. Norm, are you there?
I am. Yes.
Awesome. Anne, yes. Are you there?
Okay.
Yes. Hi, Norm.
All right. You are both there. So take a breath. I'm going to hit mute. And Norm, it's all yours.
Okay. Hi, Anne. How are you today?
Good. How are you, Norm? Good to hear from you.
Yeah, I'm doing very well, thanks. And I'm so glad to have this time to work with you today. If
thanks
we were
for
to
much.
Go ahead and dig right in, what would you like to take away from today's session?
I don't even know if it's something coachable, but since we are here in coaching, definitely, and since we were saying that today's theme is a marketing thing, definitely one of my primary concerns. But even before we get to that, I'm kind of overwhelmed, to be honest with you, because when I started this program looking completely forward to accomplishing it back in November, I kind of had a complete, wonderful, smooth sailing in the office that, as you know, I'm a manager of the office, of the medical office, which is only 7 or 8 employees that work with us. And back in November, everything just was wonderful, you know, and I kind of took some time back and I thought, okay, this is the perfect time for me. I'm not saying to step back, but kind of take some time off during the day, even while being in the office and overlooking the flow of the office, where I could just lock myself up in my room and just kind of focus on CTA, on what I kind of embarked myself on. And literally 3-4 weeks into starting this wonderful course, just everything collapsed in the office in terms of my staffing. I have people who worked with me for 5, 7, 10 years, and all of a sudden, one by one, I don't know if that was something that was premeditated, but the girls who worked with me, my nurse practitioner who worked with me for 10 years, all of a sudden decided to go into traveling nurse and leave the practice, which was completely unexpected and just gave me 3-week notice, which was really unprecedented, and I did not even foresee this. And we had patients booked 3, 4, 5 months ahead. Another girl who was my right-hand, my co-manager, who was my everything pretty much, who worked with me for 9 years, she decided to move to a different state and also leave the practice. So not to kind of give you much of a detail, because we obviously would not have that much time, at some point back like at the beginning of December, I found myself completely on the verge of a collapse in the office. I've never dealt with this for more than 12 years of running it. More or less, of course, we had all the ups and downs with the employees, but never ever did I have to experience anything like that. You know, I'm not even talking about the emotional part, because it's a small office. We run it like really on a kind of family basis. It's a family business. You know, it's only 7 of us, one provider who happens to be my husband. So we treat everybody with so much love and respect, and we're literally are emotionally involved with all our employees, because we are there together 9 hours a day, Monday to Friday. And it took definitely a very emotional toll on myself. I felt like I failed as a manager. I failed at pretty much, so much, everything in the office. I became understaffed. I didn't even know how to proceed, because we had 40, 50 patients booked a day. So I had to kind of cut down on the patients. And what the reason I'm talking about all of this is that all of this time I was thinking that CTA and life coaching will be one of my first priorities to focus on. And, you know, as they say, we plan and God laughs. So this is basically what happened. And it's kind of taking an emotional toll on me, as I see that me being very organized, me being very hands-on, and me being always fighting with myself, saying, you can do this, you'll pick yourself up and you'll do it. I find myself that I'm very much behind in terms of my life coaching strategy, you name it, marketing. My God, I didn't even get there. And when I hear, I'm Googling so much, you know, the websites, the social medias, the marketing, the content, it just gets me so overwhelmed that I just stay away from the computer. And at some point I even felt that I don't even think I can proceed with this. And, you know, I just told myself, no, you'll just pick yourself up. You'll get the office back on track. You'll get the staffing. You'll interview. And it's so time consuming, because nowadays it's really complicated to find a decent devoted staff members, because a lot of people just are not in the place to go back to work. And miraculously, literally, after 4 months of advertising on Indeed, I found one decent resume, and I had an opportunity to interview this girl, and I just hired her. And now it's again a completely time consuming process of training her, which I don't mind, but
basically, just to kind of wrap it up, I'm confused and I'm overwhelmed. I want to do life coaching, and this is what I am going to do, and I absolutely plan on not giving up. But in terms of everything else, but just, you know, wanting and willing to do so, I have nothing to back this, you know, big desire to continue back this up. So here I am. I know it's emotional. I don't know if it's something coachable, but it's just I feel very overwhelmed and I don't know where to start. I literally don't know where to start in terms of going forward with the business of coaching, with my own business of coaching, because I want to do one-on-one and I don't want to work with anyone. It's just what I want to do, just me being a coach and doing what I love the best to do, which is helping people and moving them forward.
Okay, Anne, first of all, I'm really glad you got a chance to get that out. I hear the challenges you're dealing with right now, and they are real challenges. One thing I'd like to check out with you before anything else is you did mention you felt like things were getting to a point where you either felt like you might collapse or you collapsed. I just want to check in about how you're doing, you know, physically and holding up.
No, I'm okay. I'm much better than 2 weeks ago because 2 weeks ago, just like I told you, I had two staff members in the office that needed four staff members at least. And I don't know, thanks to the universe, I have this girl who I interviewed and literally hired her 2 days after because I didn't have any other choices. She, knock on the wood, happens to be someone that I think is going to definitely work out. So I see that if she is going to be okay and my other two staff members are very helpful in training her, I hope I'm going to be able to kind of step back a little bit once she's, you know, on her feet and kind of taking over a little bit because it's really overwhelming in terms of the office. I have to be there 9 hours a day picking up the phones and helping the staff. But I'm okay. As long as I have my staff back into the normal flow, I'm absolutely okay. I can handle it, and I'm looking actually forward to taking up on my life coaching agenda, my life coaching plans. So I'm okay. It's just I'm overwhelmed, and I just need some strategy to start with something to get me, to move forward.
Yes. It's great, by the way, that you have someone coming in. They sound good, and that's wonderful news. And want to point something else out just that you mentioned. It was very encouraging sounding. You went through all of those challenges. And at the very end, I could hear the confidence in your voice saying, but I am going to be a life coach because that's what I want to do. And
thank you.
You know, the way you said it, it sounded very real to me. And let's, if we can, kind of think of this I hear two main things that you were saying, and I'm wondering if you can kind of translate them into something that you want to take away from today's time we have. One is description of these challenges, which have been tough, and I get that. Life happens in a lot of ways, and this is a challenging thing, but kind of like you pointed out, you're going to get through it, and you're already starting to get staff in. The other thing you pointed out is your commitment to becoming a coach. And I hear that desire in your voice very much. And I hear you've mentioned a few times you feel confused. And the confusion sounds to me as if it is, well, how do I do this, become a coach and stay with the program I'm in while I've had this life event occur that has distracted me and reduced the amount of time that I can spend doing coaching. It sounds like temporarily. Does that sound like
that? Absolutely. Absolutely, so, because this was not something that that was foreseen by me. I thought that everything being 100% smooth in the office would give me an opportunity to literally start slowly developing my not only coaching skills, but my coaching business, whether it was a website, whether it was anything else. And there is so much, as you know, as all of us know, we need to do. And definitely it was a major slowdown for me. And that was very, it's very disappointing. Again, I know I'll get there, but I just don't know where to start, what to start with. Where is my starting point?
I think maybe I ask you, okay, we have this time. And to help you make progress towards the thing that is concerning you, which is, it sounded again, it sounded to me like you were saying how to keep going with this coaching program given this life event that happened and its impact. What would help you most?
What would help me most, first and foremost, seeing that everything is getting back to normal in the office. And I think I just need to start focusing better instead of running out of the room and seeing how everything is going in the front desk, if every patient is in the rooms and et cetera, and kind of give myself a little bit of time where I just take a deep breath and literally focus on at least an hour on life coaching, whether it's the reading an accelerator, whether it's just thinking of the marketing tools and skills and going forward. And that's what I definitely need to do because naturally I'm very organized. I'm a little bit of an OCD when it comes to this. And this is absolutely against my nature where I just can't focus. It's just something that I need to work on in terms of finding that time. And once that time is found, actually devoting myself for at least 45 minutes or an hour a day, at least in the beginning, to absolutely 100% focused on one thing. That would be a good start.
Okay. I'm hearing a couple things, and one, I'm going to run them by you, and you can tell me if they're right or wrong in terms of what would be a priority for you to be able to take away today. You did mention first that getting the office back to normal. Is that something you'd like to spend time working on, or is that something – you feel that's in your area of expertise and you don't really think that, you know, need me to work with you on that?
No, when it comes to the office, absolutely. I'm okay. Again, I know what to do and I know where I'm going. It's as long as my staff is okay. This, I know that if everything goes the way it's going now with the girl and then I'm going to interview another girl because I'm still understaffed. As long as the office is back on track, which I hope and I know it will get back on track, then that part is going to be taken care of and I will go back to actually honoring what I need to do for myself in terms of coaching.
Okay. Yeah, I just encourage you to think too. You may be being a little hard on yourself in terms of saying you can get back to honoring what you're trying to do. When life events happen and we have to adjust to them,
absolutely.
You know, having to adjust our time is not necessarily dishonoring, right?
Actually, absolutely. Norm, I'm gonna step in here. There's so much great stuff, and you're actually almost out of time.
Oh wow!
And I know. That's why keeping track, having a way to keep track of the passage of time during a session, is really important. So what I'd love to do here, because I think my comment here is going to take the rest of your 15 minutes, if that's okay. And then we'll set you and Ann up to pick up in a follow-up session. Is that going to work for you both? Okay.
Sure. I'd be delighted to.
My first comment, Norm, is, and the reason I stepped in here to freeze frame the session was I was starting to hear some, I don't know quite the word for it, but kind of telling her, let's see, it was more about us generically, you know, we need time to do this and, you know, we have this going on. And so it was more, I don't want to use the word preaching or proselytizing because neither one of those actually fits, but I know there's a word out there for when a coach starts generalizing the human experience to a client as a way of saying, well, and you said, you know, maybe you're being too hard on yourself. To be honest with you, that's not your call to make. as a coach.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So unless possibly, maybe, as an observation or something that sounds like I'm hearing some pretty strong expectations here and leaving it at that rather than saying, I think you're being too hard on yourself. That's really what kind of prompted me to step in here. And I think that you're getting that, Norm, right?
I absolutely am. And it makes sense. It felt it when it came out. I was trying to say something encouraging where I felt like she was getting down on herself, but I get your point.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I'm too much today.
No, Anne. No, don't apologize. You're being you, and that's your job as the client. So Norm, what I want to really acknowledge is that empathy and compassion comes from you being a really fine, good, caring person. And that's awesome. It's also important to, and I also appreciate that you, kind of your awareness of what you wanted to do in there is expressing that empathy. And this is a really good opportunity to share that empathy is so important in a coaching session. And there's kind of this line between appropriate empathy and not so appropriate empathy. And the I think you're being too hard on yourself. We all go through this. It's really okay to do this and to be more gentle with yourself. That's the not quite so appropriate empathy. The more appropriate empathy might be to say, yeah, I'm really hearing your overwhelm, and I get that this is really a struggle for you. That is more appropriate empathy for a coach. So I appreciate where you wanted to go with that, and hopefully this helps give you a more coach-like way to do that.
Yes.
And I'm sorry to step in here, but Norm, I know we're coaches, but I really appreciated the tone of empathy and care, because I think the way I am right now, I needed to hear that. So I understand Lori's point, because you are our mentor and you're coaching us and you're training us. But for me personally, Norm, it was very sweet and very nice to hear that care and compassion in your voice. And I've heard it from the moment you started speaking. So I think for a person who is in my position right now, being so overwhelmed and a little on the edge, it was important. It was very nice to hear. So I want to thank you for this, if I may, Lori.
Oh, absolutely. Yes. And I'm not disputing that at all, because Norm, you did I normally did a really nice job just really being there for Anne and listening and letting her kind of be where she was without needing or without sounding like you needed her to be okay with it or snap out of it or whatever else. Because sometimes we have a tendency, when a client is feeling a lot of discomfort, sometimes we have a tendency, and I'm going to make this generalized about us human beings, sometimes we have a tendency to want to coach them out of that because we're feeling uncomfortable. And I didn't get that from you, Norm, which was really nice. If it was going on inside, it didn't come out on the outside, which was great. So a couple other things. Oh, you know what? I apologize. I completely stepped over Cynthia. Cynthia, I'm sorry. I was breaking in like I was in the middle of a session, but we're really at the end. So forgive me, Cynthia.
No. No worries.
I would like to ask you if you would pick one thing that you liked about the coaching that maybe we haven't talked about yet, that you want to share with Norm.
So I think Norm did a really good job. And as you mentioned, Lori, that empathy definitely came through. But one thing aside from the empathy that I liked was him asking the question to clarify the agenda, to really get to what she wanted to do and, you know, to just restate two things that he heard and clarifying the role that she wanted to take. So I thought he did a great job with starting to go down that path.
Yeah. Great. Thank you, Cynthia. And I heard that too. And what I want to invite you to do, Norm, because there were a couple things that I heard that Anne said a couple times. Even early on, you did a nice check-in when you said, glad you had a chance to get that out. That's really nice empathy, validation, very appropriate. And checking in, are you holding up? Because you mentioned kind of the emotional collapse or the collapse of the office. So really nice way to check in there as well. So that's a good example of appropriate empathy from you as a coach. And then Anne said, you know, hired staff, I hope to step back, you know, in the office 9 hours a day. I need a strategy to move forward with something. That right there was kind of the start of having a clear agenda. And that would have been a good time to say, okay, so what I'm hearing is that you want a strategy to move forward with something in your coaching. And I think that kind of seizing that as the agenda would have helped you focus questions to help Anne sort through that more, as opposed to staying in the I'm hearing a couple things, and you had a lot of really long recaps. Mm-hmm. And like I said, a good recap will help the client feel heard. If yours is way too long, and if you're repeating almost everything you're hearing your client say, then you're just kind of going back and forth with what the client is saying and not really getting to an agenda and then moving towards that agenda. Mm-hmm. So it's finding that balance in their norm and really listening. I need, and then later on, she said, I need to give myself some time, take a break and focus an hour, 45 minutes on coaching. So in there, she was saying what she needed. And that's, you know, kind of along with listening for the shift of, you know, maybe I need to, is when you're still clarifying the agenda, listen for the client to say, I need a strategy to move forward with something. So that right there was the agenda, right? So from there, it could have gone to, you know, other questions like, so if you need a strategy to move forward with something, what's something you'd like to move forward with?
Yeah.
Right? She kind of, see, in something like that, the client really kind of sets up the next question for you. And later on, I need to give myself time, take a breath, focus an hour on coaching. Okay, so if you want to devote 45 minutes to an hour from coaching, where do you see yourself carving that time out? Or where do you see yourself making that time happen? Or how do you see yourself being successful at carving out an hour a day?
Mm-hmm.
So she was really giving you all the clues in there, and it felt like you were getting just a tad lost in repeating back and clarifying. And I think then in all of that, you missed what she was saying that she really needed in the session. Does that make sense too, Norm?
It makes very good sense. Yes.
Yeah.
I see it, and I know this is something that I'm going to have to watch out for and work on.
Awesome. Celebrate awareness. Yeah, that's great. You can't change what you're not aware of. So now that you're aware of it. So next time you notice that you are in the extensive, I'm hearing thing, this is what I'm hearing from you, and then, you know, another 3 minutes. When you notice yourself just starting into that recap, what do you want to do differently next time?
I think where I'm missing something is picking up, kind of like you pointed out, where the agenda was given. And
yeah.
I was, to be honest with you, I was getting a little bit in my head where I thought maybe we needed to go. And I think that interfered with picking up that Ann actually told me.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Awesome awareness. Yeah, that's a really great reflection, Norm. So yeah, and it's really listening, learning how to listen for those cues. What I really need is, or I need, or I'd really want to, is listening for kind of those language cues and then really paying attention to what comes after that. And then, like I said, so when she says I need a strategy to move forward with just something, well, what's one something you want to move forward with?
Yeah, you're right. And that was really emphasized just the way you put it.
Yeah, yeah. And then, and then I need to give myself time to take a breath. So how do you see yourself making that time to take a breath? So there again, that's a how question, right? How do you see yourself finding those 45 minutes to an hour daily to focus on your coaching?
Yeah.
Other toolbox questions like, so what needs to happen or what needs to be in place? I'm stacking questions here. I think I like what needs to be in place. What needs to be in place for you to carve out those 45 minutes to an hour every day for your coaching? So there again, those are starting to strategize rather than staying in the reflecting back the overwhelm is listening for those cues and saying, okay, so what's one something you want to focus on with your coaching? How do you see yourself carving out that time? What has to be in place for you to honor that focus of, you know, 1 hour a day? Do you have any list of toolbox questions in front of you, Norm, when you're coaching?
I do.
Okay.
I was not referring to them because I don't know. Honestly, okay. I guess in a way I was following my intuition.
Okay.
But
I'm sorry. Go ahead. Please finish. No, finish.
Only thing I was going to say is, in case this is helpful in general, I could feel when I mentioned before that I in my head started to think of where we needed to go. It reminded me of hijacking a session, not doing it overtly, like just by in my head instead of listening, by thinking I knew where I wanted to get things to go by asking questions. I think I stopped listening carefully enough.
Ooh, awesome reflection. I love it. Nice job.
Or maybe I was so overwhelming. Or Norm, I was so overwhelming and distressed that it just like you want to help.
No, honestly,
what we jump into, right? You want to say something to help, and maybe that was. Thank you for this.
Yeah, and that I appreciate that too. And we're at time, but I think we have a few more comments. So if anybody, if this has to be a hard stop for you, go ahead and jump off the bridge line and listen to the recording. But I would like to spend a few more minutes here. I appreciate your comment there that when we have clients that are overwhelmed, have a lot of stuff going on, very emotional, and just really need to get, you know, need to get things out, need to feel heard, need to just express or vent. As you get to know clients better and so somebody comes with kind of something similar that you did, Anne, then, you know, one of the best things you can do is exactly what Norm did and give her space and not worry about the time, because sometimes it's the feeling heard and the venting and saying things out loud and just kind of releasing all of that.
And to be listened to. And with compassion, exactly, and empathy, just like Norm did.
That is one of the values of the coaching process. And Norm, you did an awesome job at that as well. And it's still letting the client drive the bus to say, glad you had a chance to get that out. And I hear that you are holding up. Tell me what you would like to take away from this session. So it's validation, it's endorsement, and then it's still being the coach. What would you like to take away? What would you like to accomplish? There was still something in there. Oh, what would help you the most? There again, good question. It could be a little bit more specific. What would help you the most to take away from this session? But there again, when you said what would help you the most,
it was a good point.
It's fine. Yes. However, what it did do that was really awesome, Norm, is it got Anne to say, I need to give myself, when I get back to normal, I think I'm getting there, I need to give myself time to take a breath and focus an hour on coaching. So that right there, what would help you the most?
Yeah.
That was a really great question. And that standing by itself could have happened a whole lot earlier.
Mm-hmm.
Without all of the recap, I'm hearing this thing and this thing and this thing and this is going on. And there again, it's finding the balance between reflecting enough so that the client feels heard and moving the coaching session forward. Not pushing it, not being directive, not hijacking, still being the coach, because the client is paying you to coach them, and then saying earlier, what would help you the most in this session? I need to give myself time to take a breath and commit some time and focus time on coaching. Great. How do you see that working? What will it take to do that? So then everything is focused around that. So here's what I'd like to do is I would like to give you kind of a way to pick this up in a follow-up session, and to start with the finding time to devote 45 minutes to an hour exclusively on coaching, picking up the follow-up session with, what would that look like? How do you see being successful at that? What has to change or what has to be in place to make sure that happens? How are you going to remember? How are you going to be accountable to making that happen? Or what will it take to stay in integrity? Or what will it take to honor this decision you've made for yourself? Questions like that. And if I spewed those a little too fast, Norm, they're on the recording. You can listen to those again. But as a place to pick up, because I think that there's so much value that came out of this, and there's so many good things that it gives you a great place to pick that up. How does that help, Norm?
That sounds great. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Yeah. So all of you are doing so well. Even if it doesn't feel like it right now, you're all doing really well. You're in week 11, and at the same time, you're just in week 11. You've been working hard at this. There's still plenty to learn, plenty to grow. I've been at this for 24 years, and I still have plenty of room to grow myself. So it's really seeing coaching as how simple the simple coaching model and coaching is at its heart and soul, and yet it takes a lifetime to master. So you are all, each one of you are exactly where you need to be. And I appreciate you times a thousand for your willingness to show up, do your best in the moment, and be willing to learn from it. So each one of you has that out the wazoo, we'll just say. So thank you for that. Thank you for your commitment to your own learning process. So with that, Jaren, Marta, and Norm, schedule a follow-up session and see where that goes. Have some fun with it. And what have we got? Ooh, next week we're talking about listening and asking questions. So we've got a game to play next week. So show up a few minutes early so we can get everybody checked in. I also appreciate all of you for that. And we'll learn about listening and questions, and we've got a game to play. So have a fantastic week. Remember to breathe. Remember to take care of yourselves and your families. And see you here next week. Thanks, everybody. The recording will be up in a few minutes.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody.
Thank you, Norm.
Have a good week, everyone.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye-bye.